Hello, Dog Days listeners and podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you with Dog Days of Podcasting, episode number 13 for August 13, 2017. You know, I was half tempted the other day just to start saying this is for whatever date, 1987, since that's where most of my content's coming from, but that would be confusing because then I'd make references to things like, my daughter is engaged. That's actual news. That's our actual factual for today. Very proud to say that our oldest daughter, Julie, who will be also have an article or an announcement in Technorama, very proud of her. Very proud of the young man that she's engaged to. She's known him since her freshman year. They met shortly after she started at Michigan Tech University. His name is Will Jakeway. And, you know, way back then, I even thought, what if they got married? Her name would be Julie Jakeway. What a cool name. Like, it just sounds musical in a way. At least to me it did. So I'm glad that all worked out. She told me this wasn't a total surprise. That's why she texted instead of called. Because she had told us two weeks ago, that they were looking at engagement rings, and they had picked out engagement ring. And at one point, Donna had offered to let them use her engagement ring that I had bought when we were younger than they were. And she gave it some thought, but decided to have one of her own, which is fine. She went with a sapphire. Kids these days, I tell you, non-traditionalists, but that's cool. You know, didn't spend a fortune on a diamond ring. They got a nice sapphire ring, and it's hers, and it's very beautiful. And I'm very excited for them. This has always been, gotta tell you, since I had kids, I've been looking forward to the day, especially daughters, looking forward to the day that I could walk them down the aisle. And that's gonna happen. I get misty just thinking about it. I am going to be a complete basket case on that day. So somebody follow me with a wheelbarrow full of Kleenex. Because that is just so cool. That, and I think grandkids is going to be just exciting. But not going there yet, because I didn't go there with my own girlfriend way back when. Other things in the news, I have architected what will become our PIY scheduling app. So after people get registered, they'll be able to do a little agenda builder. And I already have a lot of the work done from a demo I did at our conference. I did a little meetup.com app and said, you know what, it's not a far stretch from that to this. So when Todd, our cat, decided to wake me up at 4 a.m. this morning, I put my brain cycles to good use and said, I could build this. This isn't going to take much. I've already done a good amount of this work. So I will get to work on that. I've sketched out some of the requirements and the data model and the logic required and thought, maybe I can build this while we're on the road up to Wyoming, or during Wyoming, or something like that. Also got a confirmation from Mrs. Jill Tarter from SETI that we have a confirmed... I wasn't able to get the original date. We were looking at Friday afternoon, but we're going to be rolling into town Friday afternoon. Then we're going to have to get settled with the family, and Friday afternoon is going to turn into Friday evening real quick. So I sent her a note and said, here's some opening times. She said, how about before the talk that she gives on Sunday? I said, perfect. Let's go with that. So looking forward to that. And now I have rapidly misplaced the post-it note with the three things I was going to talk about. And I won't know what the third thing was. Where did my Dog Days of Podcasting? There it is. Third one was no meteor shower. Didn't get to see it this weekend. It was cloudy, which is very unusual in Phoenix. But it is the monsoon season, and it was cloudy when we went to bed last night, and it rained most of the night. So we did not get to see the Perseid meteor shower. Bummer. But I think every time we go out there and look, we can be up for an hour or two and see maybe three or four. So we really got to do this right and just head out into the middle of freaking nowhere where you can see the stars, see the Milky Way go across the sky, and we will probably have better luck. Because they say on good years, you can see like 2 a minute or so, and I'd be lucky if we saw 2 every 15 minutes. This year, because there was a waning gibbous moon, you're supposed to watch between like midnight and sunrise, the moon was present, and it drowned out some. They were saying more like 40 to 60 an hour. So it's like one every minute or so. But we're in the city lights, so it probably wouldn't have done any good anyway. All right. I am waiting for Ben and Keith from TG Geeks to show up. They offered to buy us food, and I said Mexican sounds great. So they'll be over in a little bit, and then they'll hang out. We're going to record Technorama tonight. The setup this week went much easier than last week. I've got the cameras ready. I've got the audio clips ready. I've got everything ready to go, which is probably a curse that when we sit down to record, nothing will work, right? Because that's how podcasts go. All right, messages for tonight from the Wayback Machine. This one is message number 450 from May 13th, 1987, 11:11 Eastern Daylight Time. Subject, DNC. I haven't posted anything since she returned Sunday night. Postings are down, so I think I'll write a DNC story. Things are still going good. Oh, I should note that we have since transferred from what looked to be laser printed to dot matrix. So the quality of these printouts has gone down. And I'll explain why in one of these postings here. Things are still looking good. No arguments, no discrepancies, no problems. I like it this way. I think I made a mistake yesterday, however. I have to watch what I say. We were talking, like most people do, and I was mentioning kids, mostly other people's kids. She said, "Why do you keep talking about kids?" I told her that I used to be one once, but I didn't mean to overuse the topic. That was the end of that. We still have our fun. She may be getting a job on campus for a short while this summer. It will be very intense, so I don't know if we will see. I will see her as much as I want to, even though she is in town. Well, I have to finish lunch and run a document over to NMU. McCoy out. Just a footnote to that, she did get a job. It was a research project for artificial intelligence, and we did get to see each other quite a bit. It was actually kind of nice. She would stop over to the Computerland store where I worked, and we would have lunch, and life would go on. Let's flip to message 451. I'm giving you an extra bonus one again today, because I was going through these and said, this is fun. Message number 451. Also from May 13th, a couple hours later, 15:30 Eastern Daylight Time, subject published. I got all my captured files together and cut out all the parts with DNC stories in them and made one big text file of DNC stories. Okay, the text file was the bulletin board postings that I was archiving at the time. And that is actually what I was just reading the previous week or so. I ran the thing through a desktop publishing program, then split them all out on the laser printer. After about 5 hours, I got the nicest DNC stories. It tells you the speed of laser printers back then. Heck, I think my inkjet is faster than that right now. And to give you a clue, there were probably only about 50 pages, 75 pages. I'm hoping that 5 hours includes all the labor it took to format things, which really wasn't a big deal. I put them in an innocent-looking brown folder and hid them between two books in my room. DNC, the first month, is now history. I/we will find them someday in the future and look back on them and remember the good times and maybe even get a little laugh. It worked! It worked! I'm a freaking genius. Or at least I used to be. It looks like the pictures are scheduled for Friday. The professional photographer is having problems but still plans on coming up. If for some reason he can't make it, my brother will do the pictures since he plans on bringing his stuff anyway. Either way, we will get the pictures taken. I have been trying to think of places to go for backgrounds, things to wear, and all those little details. Maybe I should take Dee's advice and not worry about it. McCoy out. And I will read you the outcome of those pictures now that you've read the heard the outcome of my archiving project from 30 years ago. Thank you once again. Listen to the other Dog Days of Podcasting podcasts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. They are a lot of fun. There are a lot of cool people. They say a lot of neat things. And I like them too. So until next time, have fun. Thanks for listening. And go do something that you'll look back on 30 years from now. But write it down first. Bye.